I can sort of see where we are. I mean, because we
Yes.
hardly, the last time we hardly got to do anything.
Yeah, so we should definitely jump into it.
And so what it is, it's that it's King Bele and Thorsten. King Bele is the dad of Frithjof. No, sorry, is the dad of Ingeborg, and Thorsten is the dad of Frithjof. So Thorsten is King Bele's chief retainer or something like that. And now, so Bele is old, and he starts talking to Thorsten about like he's getting old, and his son is coming of age, and he asks Thorsten to help him out and make sure that he becomes the big dude. And then so here we go. Then we have Helge, Halfdan, and Frithjof, right? And so remember, Helge was like a mystic almost, hanging out with seers and soothsayers. And Halfdan is sort of effeminate. And it's like he looks like some fair maid who had sportively donned the garb of a hero.
Because
So he seems a bit.
you said possibly could be because he was Danish sounding.
If it was written down in Iceland or whatever. Then the king began, "My end is nigh, O sons, wherefore I charge ye govern the land in harmony. For union is like the lance ring, without which the strength of the lance is lost. Let force stand guard before the country's gate, but within its boundaries cherish the holy blossoms of peace. Lift not your swords save against the foe. Let your shields be the safeguard of the peasant's home. A foolish prince is he who oppresses his own people, for as their strength is, so is his own. The leafy crown of a tree whose sapless trunk is rooted in bare rock soon withers. Four pillars of stone support the dome of heaven. The throne rests only upon one, the law. Woe to the land where violence reigns, for thereby shall both ruler and people perish. The gods, oh Helge, do indeed dwell in temples." Now he's speaking to Helge, who's all about temples and seers and soothsayers and so on. "But not in them alone. So far as voice can reach, so far as the sun's golden beams can penetrate, or the thoughts of man can fly, so wide are the halls of their boundless sanctuaries. The blood of sacrificial victims oft deceives. Runes, howsoever deeply graven, sometimes prove false. But upon a just and upright heart, O Helge, Odin hath inscribed runes which God and man may trust. As flowers adorn the brazen shield, so doth gentleness become strength. It is not winter, but balmy spring that opens the bud of life. Make to yourself true friends. A friendless chief, be he ever so mighty, is like a tree whose bark has been stripped away by storms. But he who is blessed with true friendship is like the forest giant, shielded from tempests by the companions that surround it. Boast not of thy ancestors' deeds and honors. What avails the heritage of a mighty bow, which thou hast neither the strength nor the skill, or the mighty bow, which thou hast neither the strength nor the skill to bend? The fame of thy sires rests with them in the grave. In its own waves, the rushing streams flows onward to the sea." Then turning to his second son, the king continued.
I mean, he likes his own voice.
He really likes to give them, he's giving them the big one right here. It's interesting when he said over here, he was saying about trees. And he said, he who is blessed with true friendship is like the forest giant, shielded from tempests by the companions that surround it. I find it interesting that they use forest giant, especially because yesterday I went for a trek about 3 hours up the mountain. So 800, 900 meters straight up.
Yeah.
From where we were. We were about 3,000 meters when we got up there. But we got up to this plateau. And because it's India, I don't know why, but the tree line is much lower in Norway than it is in India. It could be because of the temperatures or whatever. But you had these giant fuck-off trees up there. Like, they are huge. They're not redwoods. Mm-hmm. They're not that big, but they are like half redwoods, I would say. You know, like, really, really huge. And some of them had fallen over. And they really just looked like giant beings, you know, like these giant, I'm just thinking whether that was, you know, some of the ideas that these Nordic dudes had back then, and many others, you know, like that these Jotnar, in some sense, these giants, these beings of nature, that they actually were nature in some sense, you know what I mean? It's very possible. At least I got that feeling immediately. So when he said that forest giant, I thought, yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I saw that.
Absolutely.
Huge motherfucker.
Yeah, especially in a time where there is such a deeper connection to nature than we have, you know, we have in modern times.
Exactly. Nature was everything, right? So yeah, it makes total sense. And but to say nothing of the mountains, right? Like the mountains, they have such a presence to them. It's insane, because when we're up there on this plateau, the mountains that were around us were all like 6,000 or six or more than 6,000 meters tall, right?
That's taller than anything we have, like, in the UK.
Anything. In the UK, you have, I think the tallest one in the UK is somewhere between 1,300 and 1,500 meters tall.
Yeah, so we have Ben Nevis.
Nevis, I think it's called.
Off the top of my head, I was going to say about 1,400 meters. So
yeah. And in Norway, it's 2,000 something as well. So it's not like, it's not anything huge. And I think in Matterhorn, I think Matterhorn is the biggest one, or is it Mont Blanc? I can't remember. Or maybe it's the third one, but I don't think it's somewhere between 4 and 5, you know? It's not more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I saw here, like, just dwarfed the tallest ones in Europe with 2 kilometers.
Do you get shot off breath?
And those are tiny ones, the 6,000 ones, right? Because you have the between 8,000 and 9,000 ones as well, right?
Don't you shame
on Annapurna, K2, of course, Everest, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So what were you saying, sorry?
I said, don't you shame our European size.
let's not go there, bro. Like, I could say so many things right now.
It's a good job you didn't get that beer. I forgot what I was going to say before that.
Actually. Oh, you were talking about breath. Sorry. You were talking about
whether you get short of breath. Do you get short of breath up there? Because that's a long way up.
Nena felt a little bit yesterday. I haven't actually, really. No.
I mean, maybe you've acclimatized to it if you've been up and around that sort of height. Yeah, I've been
exactly 2000 something, 2001, 2002. I've been up in for a while now. So going up to around 3000. It's not, I think if you went up there and you slept up there, you might feel a little bit, but it takes a little bit of time before altitude sickness sets in and stuff like that. And usually you have to go beyond 3,000 for it to really become an issue. Anyways.
I'd be interested to see when you come back down to sea level, how fit you feel. Because obviously you've effectively been kind of altitude training to a small degree. Just living at that height. I wonder, just when you come back down to live at kind of around sea level, I wonder if you'll just feel really fit for a while.
I mean, I think I will feel fit. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've been hiking a lot while being up here, a lot.
Yeah.
So like several hours a day, you know, like yesterday was the most insane one. I think we hiked for about 6 hours.
Oh, nice.
Up and down, right? I mean, of course, that's not even a very long hike. You can go for 6-7 hour hikes easily, right? But it was more the steepness of the whole thing. It was like mm-hmm. climbing. You imagine yeah. you climbing almost 1,000 meters in 2 hours. It's quite.
Yeah, it's exhausting. Yeah, it's exhausting.
Yeah, insane. And we took the wrong route as well. So we were literally just like scrambling up a fucking mountainside.
But you're gonna give me anxiety saying that.
Really? Why?
Just if you take the wrong, you're not meant to take the wrong route. There's a route for a reason, and then you're not meant to scramble up the side of something either.
No, I actually came to a point where we got completely off the path. But luckily, we still could. We had like a map that was sort of, you could sort of see more or less where you were compared to the destination. We had a destination, right? So we had to scramble over the mountain and get over across two rivers, I think, and stuff like that. It was pretty awesome.
I mean, yeah, it's also awesome when it works out. It's when you get
and lost. It's so awesome when you are here in India, right? Because like all of a sudden you go up and you're like, it's 2,700 meters up or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden on the corner, there's a little shrine to Shiva, you know, someone in some completely like random place. It looks random at least. There's mm-hmm. a big red flag and a Trishul, which is his trident.
Yeah.
And then a piece of wood and some other things that was lying there. You could see that someone had come up and done a ritual to Shiva up there for some reason.
Huh.
And just passed by that, you know. And up at the top, there were like a lot of bones and sort of weird sort of signs of there had been settlements there. Sort of, it's quite fascinating. Tons of bones everywhere, like goat and cow and a few other things, I think.
Not the people who'd come off track.
How was that? No, yeah, the people.
Not the people, the other people who'd got lost.
I did take two, and they sounded a lot like the bones in Heilong. So maybe they were human bones.
Maybe.
Anyway.
let's carry on. Get back to his long-winded speech.
Let's see. Where were we?
I think he just turned to the other son.
Yeah. Thou too, O Halfdan, hear my words and treasure them in thy heart. A pleasant wit is the adornment of the wise, but idle chatter befits none, least of all a prince's son. Honey is sweet, but without hops no mead can be brewed. That is incorrect. The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, right.
Honey is sweet, but without hops no mead can be brewed.
Isn't mead just honey?
What kind of mead are you fucking drinking, bro?
Honey, yeast,
and water? Hoppy mead?
Yeah.
Is he talking about beer or mead here?
I don't think you need hops for beer, right? I mean, for
you don't need for hops for beer, but you can use hops for beer. But
yeah, no, I meant for mead. Like, isn't yeah?
No, yeah.
Isn't
it's just water and honey?
I thought you need. Do you need some yeast? A little bit of bacteria in there? No.
No, you don't. I think you can use starters, but you can do it without starters.
No. Yeah.
So yeah. He's a fucking idiot.
Can't believe anything he says.
I think, stop reading.
those tree trolls, forget them.
They're not real. They're not real. Anyways, honey is sweet, but without hops, no meat can be brewed. But I have no idea about brewing. I'm a king. Okay, put steel into thy sword, Halfdan, and earnestness into thy play. Never yet lived there a man who knew too much, however famed for wisdom. But countless is the number of those who know too little. Disregarded at the feast sits the fool who holds the seat of honor by right of birth alone. 'Tis to the wise man the guests lend their ear. However lowly be his seat, choose not every man to be thy blood brother. An empty house stands open to all who pass. The rich man's door is barred. Entrust thy confidence to Entrust thy confidence to but one. What is known to three is known to all the world.
I mean, that's true.
Absolutely. What?
That's true. Just, I think he's just talking about gossip, isn't it? If three people know a secret, then everyone knows a secret. That's
sure.
That's bad. I suppose so. I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Because yeah, if you don't want anyone to know something, just don't tell anybody. Because you know what people are like. If they all gossip amongst themselves, they say they're not.
Oh yeah.
They say they're not, but they're like, oh, I'll just tell this one person, and then that one person's like, I'll just tell so and so. Be right.
Do you think gossip? Do you think people are? We shouldn't get into this right now. But is this a thought that struck me? Like whether you think people are gossiping less now, since there's social media and people just blurt all the stuff out online?
No, I think people just gossip. I think people just
I was just thinking also maybe people are afraid that people will talk shit about them online, maybe. Maybe not.
No, I don't think, I think people just can't help themselves. I remember reading, I think it was in Sapiens by, I've forgotten the author's name. I'm sure he talks about how one of the main reasons that language developed was because of gossip, like the ability to like talk about other tribes or something. It's something like that.
Who was talking about this?
I'm sure he was in Sapiens. Is it by, something novel? I can't remember the gentleman's name.
Yuval Noah Harari.
That's it. Yes, yes.
He's full of shit, man. That guy doesn't know what the fuck he's talking
about. I'm sure in there there's something about language and gossip, but I can't
remember. I don't know. There's probably a lot of people that's gonna think that I'm insane, but I just don't understand how someone. I mean, he's highly educated, surely. But just because he wrote a book that was very catchy, now everyone listens to what he has to say. It makes absolutely no sense.
I mean, the book covers a lot of huge span of time. I'd like to know how much.
Yeah, that is why it's 100% sure to be completely 100% fucking wrong about everything. Mm-hmm. Because when you try to make a succinct point about the whole history of human, you might be able to make some kind of point that makes sense. Of course, you could make a point that makes sense about out of anything, really, you know, if you're good enough to making a point. Doesn't mean that it's true. And it doesn't mean that, never mind, let's not go down this rabbit hole. I'm so irritated with this guy. I find him.
Well, fuck it. He's lying about gossip.
what kind of way is that also to look at humankind? Or the way that we started talking was because we need to talk shit about each other.
I'm sure there was. There was something like that. I might be completely wrong, but there was definitely something along the lines.
No, I've heard this before.
But do I think that the humans in general gossip less now? No, I think we're all little petty bitches, and we just love to talk shit about. Like when people say, "Oh, women gossip," it's like. No, they don't. You come hang out with me and my friends. You'll see who gossips are.
Yeah, I mean, women for sure gossip, but that's not to say that men don't.
Oh yeah,
do the
we
same.
Do it. We do
sure.
it. Of course, we do.
Oh yeah, of course we do. Yeah, we gotta work things out, right? Anyways, okay. Now here's where I get confused, Dan, because I was absolutely sure that Frithjof was not his son.
Okay.
But now Frithjof is not King Bele's son, right? He is his retainer's son. That was the whole thing. He was a lowborn.
Yeah.
Because now it says, then to Frithjof, his son. No, hang on.
I was saying,
no,
unless it's...
Sorry, I missed something over here. All right, sorry, okay. Let's go on. The old king ceased finally, and Thorsten arose. To be met thee, King Bele, To wander alone through Odin's halls befits not one who hath ever been thy comrade upon earth. Together we have shared life's changes in death, methinks. Oh, sorry, in death, methinks, we shall not be parted. Then to Frithjof, his son, he said. Now it makes sense. Thorsten's son.
Yeah.
The years have whispered many a counsel in my ear for thee, my son. As Odin's birds hover about the burial mound, so do the teachings of experience linger on the lips of age. This above all else lay thou to heart. Honor the gods. From them alone spring all blessing and prosperity. Even as it is they who sent the storm wind and the life-giving sun rays. They gaze into their hearts' most secret depths, whither no man's eyes can penetrate. Avoid evil. Long years must oft do penance for 1 hour's sin. Obey the king. One must be lord over all if the land would prosper. The night hath many lights, the day but one. Willingly should the better man do homage to the best.
It's a new accent. I don't think we've heard that one before.
It's, what is it, Northern Ireland?
Yeah, yeah. I think he's certainly got an Irish twang to it.
Ish.
The Irish accent.
He's lived,
I love
he
the
was
accent.
Originally from Ireland, but he's lived a long time with a British-speaking Norwegian.
I mean, yeah, you've nailed it then. You've got it bang on.
I think that's exactly what I was going for.
I know, I trust you. I like the Irish accent, so.
Yeah, so do I, but it's so difficult to do. And the reason it's difficult to do is because it usually becomes like, one handle only half as hard as half as far. You know, you're so quickly, you're just like, and so you just sound like a fucking, you sound like a caricature of yourself, right? So that's not so good. Okay, let me try. One handle only the sword. He who grasps it elsewhere wound his hand. Strength is a gift of the gods, but without judgment, force is of small avail. The bear has the strength of 12 men, yet he is slain by one. Against the sword thrust, hold the shield, against violence the law. Guide thy heart from pride. Few are moved of to fear thereby, but all to hate. The more arrogant thou growest, the nearer is thy fall. Many have I seen soar high, who now must go on crutches. Praise not the day before its end, the mead before 'tis drunk, nor the counsel before 'tis proved. Youth is prone to trust the lightest word, but battle tests the value of a blade, and friendship is tried by need. And I'm going to go on because I'm it's fucking boring. That's what I'm just doing. I'm so boring here.
Do you think that's part of because it was written? Because this, did we say this is from like the late medieval? This translation is because it's from
romantic age. Probably.
Yeah, that romantic kind of. So they just waffle, don't they? They just
listen to this now. Now it's like, trust neither the ice of a night nor the snows of spring. It is trust. He's written the whole thing down. He has to go through the whole thing. Trust neither the ice of a night nor the snows of spring. It is true of all men that strength of body and mind must pass away. But the fame of an upright man lives on forever. Eklig ein. And all that stuff. Therefore, O my son, resolve only what is noble. Do only what is right. And don't skip like this. So spake the aged heroes, whose sage warnings are still passed from mouth to mouth in the Northland. They further charged their sons to perpetuate the friendship that had bound them together through life in weal and woe. Ever back to back we stood when danger threatened, said King Bele. And if it came still closer, then with one shield we met.
They're so over the top, aren't they? Like, just this scene. It's almost like a Hollywood scene of them both back to back, shield in
arms. Yeah, yeah.
We're brothers in arms.
They're two brothers. They're just two brothers.
Yeah. Back to back, fighting the world.
it's like, and then he goes into like a Rick and Morty thing, right? And then a meteor came crashing in, and we two brothers, we just went into a horse carriage and ran away and fought the evil cat monsters of, and we were two brothers in evil cat monster Viking Armageddon volcano with a meteor. The movie.
That sounds like where he's going. He's going in that direction.
And it's called Two Brothers. Just called Two Brothers. Anyway. That's fucking great. Hold fast together as one man, ye three, and never shall the Northland see your overmatch. For strength bound to kingly rank is power, is like the steel rim that encircles the shield of gold. Fail not to greet for me my fair Rose Ingeborg, who in peace and quiet hath bloomed as becomes a royal maiden. Yield her well with brotherly love and loyalty, that no rude tempest bear away my tender flower. Be thou a father to her, Helga. Guard her as your own child. Yet forget not that harsh constraint will oft revolt a noble heart, which by gentleness may easily be guided in the path of virtue and of custom. Let our weary bodies be laid to rest beneath two grave mounds on either side of the stream, that its rushing waters may chant for us eternal praises of the heroes, oft at the midnight hour, when the pale moon sheds her silvery splendors, and my God, I am just fucking just
such a twat,
spewing shit out of my mouth to no end.
He's just such a wanker. Like, come on, just get there.
Just like, well, maybe you should have, like, didn't he raise them telling all this shit? Why does he have to, like, a whole fucking soliloquy? Oh,
God. He just, he likes he likes his own voice.
Oh, he really likes it. And the cooling dews that descend upon our mound, shall thou and I, my Thorsten, discourse of olden days across the flood, and our voices will mingle with the murmuring of the waves. And now, dear sons, farewell, farewell. Leave us in peace. We shall have to... What? That far from the court we may prepare ourselves to enter the glories of Valhalla.
Oh, what a wanker. As if he's ended on that as well.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
That tired me out.
That was like a 20-minute rant from him.
This is him just fucking saying.
he was just saying words. He didn't know what he was saying.
The problem with it is that when you read it, right, it's like, I don't know if it captures me. They really liked that back then, huh, in the Romantic era. They really liked that sort of.
It's just too much. Bravado. Yeah, it's too much. So I don't know about anybody, like the people listening, but like you just get lost. My mind wanders. I'm like, just come on, just wrap it up. Like I like the analogies and the similes and the metaphors and whatever there is in there. But it's just like,
for sure,
just do like one or two. But it's like every line is something that this big grandiose thing. And it's like, but then it loses its value because you're saying fucking everything is like the fucking sky and the stars, and it's just a little much.
Yeah. Your anger is like the volcano that only That only erupts when it is a pale summer's day and everyone's out and merry and gay and you ruin it all for us.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
That's...
You could also just say, like, you get angry when everyone's happy. That's one way of saying it, right? But you could also say it the way I just said it, like, right there.
Yeah, I'll just... Yeah, stop getting angry. That's what I'd say. Like, stop it, man. Everyone's having a good time. Just stop. Chill. Relax.
Just chill out. Yeah. This was hard to get through. We can start. If you want to do homework, you could do that now. Otherwise, we have a new chapter here.
Oh, I've got...
Chapter 4.
No, we can just hang out for 5 minutes. I've got 5 minutes. But I do have homework to do, yes.
Okay. But do you want to continue, like, go on to the new chapter, or...?
No, we'll save it for next week.
Yeah. Let me just see how much is left, actually. Shit, dude, it's very long.
Oh, is there a lot left?
It's a lot left.
Jonas, you remember we started this because it was Valentine's Day. We were like, oh, let's pick a romantic story because it's Valentine's Day. And we're now...
And you know what? It was not actually not easy.
We're heading into May.
It was not... Now it's spring. We can use that... we can use that cover for it now. It's spring and it's all romantic.
Yeah.
Listen. I'm okay with, like... I can find, because many times with these stories as well, right? They go on forever. And then all of a sudden they'll stop and then it's all about some lineage afterwards and stuff. So I can find out where's a good point in the story to stop it. Mm-hmm. And we can say that's a natural point for it to stop. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be at the very end where all know he's going to die terribly or whatever is going to happen. I could be some good point. Just like, you know... Just like
and then we can find a little
good movie, you know, like that has more than one chapter.
Yeah, sometimes you just don't have to watch the last series because it's a bit shit, like House of Cards. There's no point.
Or Game of Thrones.
I quite like the last one of Game of Thrones.
You gotta be fucking kidding me!
I did, and I will defend it to you now as well. I'll defend it. I liked...
You will try.
I liked the Battle of Winterfell. People complained that it was too dark or whatever. Like, shut the fuck up. Just turn your brightness up if it's that much of a problem. Or turn the lights off or wait until watch it at nighttime. I don't know. I really enjoyed that episode. And how it ended wasn't how I would end it. Like, I didn't particularly like how it was ended. But... I think that when somebody like George R. R. Martin has created this world and he's put this out there and we've had so much enjoyment from it, that I think no matter how he ends it, it's never going to tick like the boxes of everybody because everybody has their own ideas how it should end. But I think however it's ended, he has the right to end it however he wants because it's his own creation that he's made and we've had... Regardless of the last series, like we've had hours and hours and hours of amazing TV. Some of the best TV ever made, I think. So I think he has the right to just end it how he wants. So I can't... I feel like it's not my ending. It's not what I wanted. And it did feel quite rushed. And that's...
But I don't think it ends like that in the book. From everything that I've heard, it's not going to end like that in the book.
But I think he's changed his mind now because he did tell them how he wanted the book to end. So he told them how he wanted the book to end in case he passed away. So they knew... Mm. They knew the ending. And then I think now maybe he's gone, oh shit. To be honest, I don't think he's ever gonna finish it. And why would he?
Well, he might end it similarly to how they ended it. I just think what the big mistake they made was that they should have maybe tried in the season before or something to get closer to the end before they made the last season.
It was too good. Because they're cramming
way too much. You don't get a sense of like the things that happen with Daenerys and everything happening in a really natural way. They try to, you can see the attempts to it with her servant that gets her head cut off and all that kind of stuff. And her dragons, losing her dragons, you can see she's getting more and more, whatever. but you don't really feel that there's not, it's just not natural. It doesn't feel natural at all.
Yeah, it
doesn't
feel natural rushed
whatsoever. I loved this. I loved the episode. The best episode for me was the one where she burns King's Landing. That was the best episode for me.
Is it the last one? Is it the last one? Or is it the one
the second last one.
Second to last one.
But I think that was my favorite one because that was just, whoa.
Yeah, I mean, they went heavily on like the special effects. Like it is beautiful.
Beautifully made.
It just felt so my favorite, rushed.
My favorite episode in terms of the most beautiful, I mean, well, filmically, like, is Battle of the Bastards.
Oh, so good. Like,
holy fucking shit. That's so well done.
I think that's almost so realistic to what I feel like it would really be like to be in that kind of, that type of warfare where you're just getting suffocated and there's people standing on you and it's just so chaotic because you see so often in films, like, people have like all this space to have a little sword fight in the middle of a, and The Last Kingdom's bad for this as well. And so Vikings, like there's this big war going on, but in the middle of the two heroes who have time to have this duel. And it's like, fuck off. I'm coming up behind you and poking you with the pointy end.
Yeah. These two guys are doing something like that. Just chop them down. Like,
whilst you two talk and do whatever you're doing, you both getting stuck.
You're both getting fucking stabbed.
I don't even know if you're on my team, but I'm sticking you anyway.
I don't care. Just because you're being dicks and looking stupid.
Yeah. It's like, so I think with the Battle of the Bastards, like it was just felt so not like that's what it would feel like. Just that claustrophobia and just like tightness. But
incredible, incredible.
It has to be. I mean,
you're right. Overall, like, over all the seasons, of course, Game of Thrones did something new to the series media and everything. It's best TV, some of the best TV we've ever seen, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, you're absolutely
It's just
right.
it is disappointing. Like I wasn't my ending, and I feel like they could have done more with the Hound as well. That just like there was a lot where they'd built these characters up for seven series and they just kind of didn't really do much.
And on top of that, they take the witch, the witch king, not the witch king, night king. They take away from Jon Snow. What the fuck? Is Arya? Arya killing?
But that little knife switch was fucking badass. And she's got the knife, and then she drops it, and
That was badass, and Arya was badass and all that kind of stuff. But again, also Arya had the most awesome storyline, and all of a sudden I don't really care about her anymore. That's the problem, actually. The last season makes me not care about any of the characters anymore. That was my
And it was very awkward seeing her boobies as well. Unless we go, we have to address that. Because little scene, it was very, you know, remember the scene where she gets topless in the last series? Because I think she's obviously of age by the time that they make the last series. And there's one scene where it's like after, I think she sleeps with Gendry and she's in the Smith and she's, I'm sure she's topless in it. And everyone's like, no, this is weird. Like, we saw her like as a child growing up in like season one. Don't do this. Like, you don't need to do that.
I think that's fine. That's fine.
Oh, I was like, I've seen her grow up. I don't want to see her boobies. But can I find? Can I find a slow mo online though?
She was hotter when she was 12, anyways.
Jonas, no, we're not getting cancelled for that. That's a joke. Jonas is joking, by the way.
That was a joke. Well, yeah, obviously that's a joke. Do I have to say that?
Yeah, I think you do have to say that nowadays.
That's the thing. Yeah.
I have some homework to do before you get me in more trouble.
All right, brother.
Have a look and see if you think you can find like a good ending point, and we can go on to a more dramatic story with some.
Let's go to something more fucking crazy. Something with some murdering.
I'm missing the tapestries. We need some tapestries.
There's too many old men. Yeah, there's too many old men talking and not enough sex and blood and tapestries.
That's what we need. We need the sex to kick us off, I guess.
The good old SBT.
We haven't been flirting for a while.
Tapestries.
We haven't been flirting for a while, so people are going to be upset. That's why people come to watch us flirt, and we've just been listening to this old man talk. Right. Jonas, get out of here. Go have fun.
All right. Bye, you guys. Gotta go eat.
Yeah.
Bye.
Love you, man. Take care. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.